Federal Parliament is scheduled to rise tonight for a fortnight's break, providing the deflated government MPs with a breather over the citizenship saga dogging the Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce. The government's determined to show, though, it's getting on with business. This morning, introducing two key bills into Parliament. One, the increase to the Medicare levy to help pay for the National Disability Insurance Scheme. The other, legislation allowing the rollout of the Coalition's so-called cashless welfare card into new communities. It's currently operating in two trial sites, in Ceduna in South Australia and in Western Australia's East Kimberley. The Human Services Minister, Alan Tudge, joins me now. He's the minister responsible with the oversight of this legislation. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Sabra.
The bill to extend this program is being introduced today. You want to introduce the card into two new areas. When will you announce those new sites?
We'll be announcing those in the next few weeks. We've done a lot of work on the ground in those communities, and we're rolling them out in places where there is strong community support and where there's a demonstrable need for the card to be rolled out to. As you pointed out, it's been operating in two communities already, and we've had an independent evaluation as showing that it is having an impact on the ground, so we're keen to roll it out further.
The legislation, I understand, will give the government the ability to extend the card into many additional sites, and it removes the expiry date of June 30 next year, allowing the card to continue indefinitely. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Although the Parliament will still have oversight of where it operates, because we'll have to put in what's called a disallowable instrument for each location. So the Parliament can scrutinise exactly where we roll out the card to and for what duration.
The Greens are opposed to this. Now, businessman and philanthropist Andrew Twiggy Forrest has called the Greens a party of pedophiles in response, saying that this card is needed to stop the sexual abuse of young Aboriginal children. Is that fair?
Well, certainly the Indigenous leaders in the communities where we have rolled it out to have strongly backed this card. In fact, we have co-designed these trials with the Indigenous leaders. They've been calling for it in part because of the enormous damage which is done by alcohol-fuelled, by welfare-fuelled alcohol abuse. So you're talking about child abuse, enormous rates of domestic violence, the assaults, which all are fueled by alcohol. And if we're not fair dinkum about getting on top of the alcohol, we're never going to improve some of these communities. And this card does have that impact of reducing that alcohol abuse. The Greens have an ideological objection to this, Sabra. It doesn't matter what we do in relation to this card, they are going to oppose it. Doesn't matter how much support we have from the Indigenous leaders, they are going to oppose it.
I take your point, but by labelling them a party of pedophiles,
that's not the language that I used, Sabra. I mean, we're, in some respects, I don't care what the Greens say. I'm working with the leaders on the ground in the local communities to try to address very significant issues on the ground, and this is having an impact. It's not the panacea, but we are seeing alcohol consumption being reduced. We're seeing drug consumption reduced. We're seeing less gambling. We're seeing people who are saying they're better able to look after their children as a result.
Because the point of this card is that 80% of the money has to be spent on essentials, food, etc. It can't be spent on gambling and alcohol and that sort of thing. Now, Mr. Forrest's case for making this card, you know, allowing it to be extended into other areas, his case, he included a graphic video which was released last week showing the violence that happens in some Aboriginal communities. And in that video, they're described as being like war zones. Are they, in your view?
I've spent a lot of time in these communities, Sabra, and I know you have as well, and some of them are very damaged communities where the crime rate is off the charts, where the sexual assaults are off the charts, the assault rate against women is off the charts, and a lot of that is fueled by alcohol, paid for by the taxpayer.
Is it fair, though, to describe them as war zones? Pat Dodson, Labor's spokesman on this issue, says they're not, that people should be treated with respect and that shaming families is not going to help.
Again, it's not language that I would use, but I know that many of these communities, which I've spent a lot of time in, are very damaged communities, largely because of the alcohol abuse in those places. And we've got to take this seriously. And anybody who does not think that alcohol is a problem in these communities, I think is deluding themselves. And so this card, it's not the panacea, yeah. but it does stop a lot of the welfare dollars going towards the consumption of that alcohol. And that does have a positive impact on the broader communities. The community leaders themselves are telling us that. The police are telling us that. Right. The church leaders are telling
us that. But you've got Senator Dodson saying an incentive-driven approach is a better way than constant surveillance. Do you agree?
Well, this isn't constant surveillance. This, in essence, is a Visa debit card. It operates like any other Visa debit card, with the only difference being that it doesn't work at the bottle shop, doesn't work at the gambling houses, and you can't take cash out from it. But otherwise, you can use this at every single other location to purchase whatever you like. So it's a very limited restriction. And frankly, the welfare dollar is not there to be used for the purchase of alcohol or for gambling or for drugs. It is there for the basics.
Some of the communities say, give us the money, what you're spending on the trial, and let us find the solutions. Like Matthew Slack from the Thlangi Aboriginal Corporation says, you know, why not give them the money to do that? Have you considered that?
Well, we've been working hand in glove with the community leaders in each of the trial communities. So I would encourage those people to speak to those key Indigenous elders in those communities where it's operating, because they are the ones that have co-designed these trials with us. They're the ones that have been stepping up and supporting this. And as of even last week, many of them were here in Canberra speaking to myself and the Prime Minister, saying that this card is working, saying that it's reducing the domestic violence. They're noticing the fact that people are purchasing trolleys of food now rather than bags of food. All of these are very positive things.
Another bill is listed for debate today, the Medicare levy increase to pay for the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Does this mean the government's confident it's got the numbers to secure this through the Senate?
We are confident that we'll get it through the Parliament because it's the right thing to do, Sabra. Now, as many of your listeners will know, the Labor Party did not fund this properly, and we are proposing to do exactly that. The Labor Party in the past had supported this Medicare levy increase. We're doing exactly what they had proposed in the past, and we expect them to support it as well.
All right. Human Services Minister Alan Tudge, thank you for joining AM this morning.
Thanks, Sabra.